This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, broadcasting live from the Houston Methodist Training Center for Houston Texans training camp. Y'all some fools, man. I love y'all getting involved with the program, both on the text line and the MoCam Injury Lawyer live streams, both on YouTube and on Twitch, because y'all are out here now calling people to the podium like, hey, y'all need to come answer for your poor fashion choices. Like, hey, dudes and croc wearers, get in here. And anybody that's wore skinny jeans, go get over here and talk about it. And then I do appreciate you guys also trying to keep me in line. A number of people said, Reggie, better not be out here in no romper. I'm a heckle you. So I appreciate all of that. Even more so, I appreciate our man B. Scott making it out here to training camp to talk with us.
So y'all do have to forgive me because I was out there doing work. I missed the question of the day. What's the fashion? What is this fashion thing we're talking about exactly?
Isaac Paredes was getting his hair highlighted live on Instagram.
Christ.
Which, you know, welcome to 1991. but
right.
So fashion choices that you regret. I was talking about I used to wear the big time weightlifting pants, the big colorful MC Hammer pants.
Yeah.
I had like five pair of those. And I'd wear them out in public.
Yeah. It was cool in the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if y'all can remember this, but in the early 2000s, at least for young people and for even like teenagers, there was a phase there where the name belt was popular.
Yeah, did you get the light up one?
Well, hold on. So for one thing, I regret that my mama didn't want to spend no money on no name belt. She wasn't going to buy me a name belt.
She had good sense.
All of my friends had a name belt. I was the only one I was the only one in my crew who did not get a name belt. Okay, so that's number one. But here's what she tried to do to appease me.
Oh Lord.
My goodness.
Oh Lord.
She gave me a belt. Like, it was like not real metal, but it was like a dollar bill belt. Dollar bills. It's a woman's belt. It's her belt.
Oh, no.
And she gives it to me, and she's like, you don't have a name belt, but you can wear, I'll give you something even better. Wear my money belt. And I was like, at the time, I was like, okay, well.
That's a great idea.
Well, I didn't think it was a great idea, but I did think it made me unique because nobody else was going to be out there with it.
You're a trendsetter.
I was a trendsetter, in my mind at least. And so, like, nobody made fun of me for the money belt. And some people actually found it cool.
Yeah.
But certainly looking back at it, I wish I had just gone with a regular damn belt if I wasn't going to get the name belt. So my money belt of 8th and 9th grade would be my fashion choice that I regret the most.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Honestly, I was wondering, and maybe this says more about me, and maybe I have to apologize for this thought. I was wondering if you were going to go for the popular trends of oversized clothes or if you were one of them cats wearing business casual in the club. Like, I was wondering if one of those landed with you.
But see, I did both. I wore the oversized clothes, did the Kanye, Jay-Z era of the sweater vest with the jeans, or the Argyle. You remember when Argyle was hot?
Yes.
I still got a bunch of Argyle sweaters in my closet that I don't wear. But that's more so being a product of the time. I'm not going to apologize for the era. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks ridiculous in retrospect, but we were men of the times.
Sure.
Teenagers of the time, just all good.
All right, so we're about to go around the NFL, but one more fashion thing from the 713. This is a good in-season bet payoff for In the Loop. Whoever loses the next bet that we might have wears a romper for the day on the show. I like that.
I'm
putting
too.
That in my back pocket. Yeah. We might make that happen. But speaking of making poor decisions, Let's go around the NFL and talk about the Las Vegas Raiders, who this time last year, they were getting the biggest free agent signing in the NFL, and his name was Christian Wilkins, interior defensive lineman, big-time player. They signed him hoping that he would help upgrade their defensive line, and 5 games into the season, he suffered a Jones fracture. It's the fracture of the fifth metatarsal in the foot, ended the season. And now, just yesterday, we find out that they avoided a good 30-something million dollars, 35, I think, was the number, million dollars of his guarantees due to kind of a dispute between the team and him on how to proceed with this injury on his foot. He will still get $57 million of those guarantees, but he is out after year one of a huge free agent deal and on the street. And so, fellas, I'd like to get your impression, but also, you know what the first question is around Texans land?
What's that?
Oh, you want it? Hell
oh,
no.
Oh, do you want? No. My thing was going to be more so. I said, this is where I thought you were going with it. The bullet that was dodged. Lopez, you remember the conversations we were having at the time of Christian Wilkins being one of the premier free agents of that offseason, and the Texans, of course, not having a premier defensive tackle. They still don't necessarily have that, but we're like, how are you going to upgrade this defense in a major way? He was one of the options, and careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Buyer's remorse, however you want to look at it. I say this too, man. I don't know if I could ever have me no $35 million dispute. Hey, look, if I'm getting $57 million, you mean that the reason why I'm not going to get the extra $35 is because we disagree?
Yeah.
I'm going to say whatever it is you want to say.
He wants to rehab the foot without doing surgery. They wanted him to have surgery.
Oh,
and I imagine you like, hey.
$35 million surgery?
Anesthesia me up.
Yeah. Man, hey, look, $35 million.
$35 million surgery.
Come on now. Like, what are we talking about? Like, let's go get that surgery, dog. He ain't got the plan. Because he hurt, man. All I got to do is go under the knife.
But this is
come on now.
But I think there's more to it than that. Yes, that's the impetus. You know, that's the genesis of it all.
I don't have no opinion if $35 million on the other side. I'm opinionless.
I don't disagree. But I think they're like, this guy is not doing it. He's not working. He's not part. You know, that doesn't care. He's all about the whatever. You know, I think there's a lot. It goes a lot deeper than that.
Yeah, it probably does. But my whole takeaway, just kind of thinking about it, is like, man, that was one of the guys I was advocating for the Texans going to go get.
Hell, you can give me a quadruple bypass.
Dude. I mean, look.
Even if they're all good.
I will not admit on this station, okay? I know we do a confession segment in this show, but I will not admit out loud the things that I would do for $35 million. I will never tell.
I don't think anybody would really – well, some people would, but we're all judgy people. But I don't think very many people will actually judge you for that, because I feel like there's a lot of things that I probably shouldn't say out loud that I'm willing to do.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you, but let's just say a lot
of things would be willing to be done. Yeah. So this did bring up, though, a conversation that was happening a little bit inside the bubble that I'm just going to steal from those fine folks that we have an opportunity to talk to every day. But does this not then shed another light on free agency as a tool for adding to your team? Obviously, we've seen the ways in which free agency can be very helpful. I mean, Azeez El-Shaair, one of the guys that has helped really be a glue for your defense, a leader you bring in through free agency. But, like, especially when you're throwing big money around, you've got to be real careful because I'm sure somebody's going to do an actual homework project and go actually look at what the ramifications are from a, you know, contractual situation. But sometimes we have to pump the brakes on free agency because it's not always guaranteed that just because this player is good and you throw a lot of money on them that this deal will work out for you.
Do you feel, just gut feeling without doing that research, that free agency works more often than not?
No, well, I would say that this is clearly the cautionary tale of – I think that high-profile free agency in the context that we're talking about, like a Christian Wilkins type, I would – without doing the research, I would guess that it works, that it doesn't work more often than it doesn't. Because, and here's the reason why. I feel like most guys that are premier, that are top-notch, don't actually make it to free agency. Maybe you trade for a guy that's incredible, but free agency, to me, is a that's kind of a slippery slope or a dicey place to exist in. To me, if you're worth that contract that you're getting in free agency, I would question why it is that you didn't get that contract from where you were before. What did they see? What's the gap between what I'm willing to pay you and what they're not? I would always ask that question going forward.
That is a fantastic point. The NFL is built where the teams have a lot of power, and the players have not been given still that space to, you know, really run their lives in the same way as like the NBA, so to say.
Yeah.
So the idea of you got out here into a free agent space, there is some factor that is there. Plus, if we just do the, you know, I don't like throwing a football because three things can happen, right. Two of them are bad. When you look at a contract in free agency, you're usually paying big money. There are a few outcomes. I think there's three that either you don't perform well enough, you do perform well enough, or you perform well, but it doesn't match the number or, like, you know, the value that we anticipate with that number. And two of those outcomes are inherently bad. So I think that that also factors into a thought process there.
Yeah. I think, and the reason I asked that question is because I truly could see both sides. Because we know there's been some free agents that have helped teams win Super Bowls.
Sure.
Flat out, recently. But I'm curious because my gut feeling also is, like, you know, the majority of time, whether it's 60% or 80%, you kind of regret that big ticket free agent.
But the free agent, yeah, the big ticket, yeah. I think that's the key part of your question.
Right,
the
sure,
big
right.
ticket, because the free agents along the margins, and I don't even want to minimize some of these guys that I'm about to mention,
yeah.
but you understand where I'm going here.
Yeah.
An Azeez Al-Shaair type of free agent, you know, somebody that's getting whatever it is, $10 million a year, or Danico Autry
yeah.
type of free agent. Those that are not marquee, big ticket per se, but let's call, I don't know if medium ticket is what I'm looking for, but you understand. Some along the margins, I think, is where you can really hit on free agency. It's funny to me how football is king seemingly across America, but certainly in this city and in this state.
Mm-hmm.
But that particular way of building a football team or building a team, free agency, out of all of the major sports that we cover, if we just focus on the big three, football,
right.
basketball, and baseball, I feel like free agency in NFL is probably where there's the least intrigue, or,
right.
or unless you consider intrigue being having to pay somebody $50-something million or however much money that Christian Wilkins is going to get at the end of the day for only playing five games in 2 years.
Yeah, so, and yeah. I mean, that's to be fair. Like you mentioned, I think the system sets up for that way where the big ticket guys are usually locked up under contract. Some other things around the NFL, we talked about the kind of near miss situation that happened yesterday for the New York Jets. It was confirmed to be a near miss. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields back on the field out there at practice. He did dislocate his toe yesterday, but that's the extent of the injury. It's not a major one. Crisis averted for yeah. former Texan Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and I've seen a lot of people already kind of make this point yesterday, but language and words matter. Language is important and words matter. Framing matters. So what you say and how you say it, you know, the one or two words can be off here and mm-hmm. you can completely change the messaging. So carted off versus riding off in a cart,
yeah.
Assistance via cart, however you want to word it, that's different than being carted off. Not only suggests that the season is in peril, but it suggests something much more serious than
yeah.
even just an injury.
Yeah.
It suggests that your neck could be broke
yeah.
or, like, you know what I mean? Like an actual medical emergency
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, even like a dislocated toe
yeah.
or even a torn ACL. Like that's where there's some middle ground there, right? Like you could be carted off. You could ride off on a cart. What is the context? What does it mean? We got to be more careful with our messaging.
And there are some places, some specific players, where they take a cart every day no matter what, just because it's a long way to the practice fields or whatever, and you're a veteran, you're the quarterback, you're going to take a cart no matter what. So you're right. Like when I saw that, I immediately defaulted to, oh, wow, yeah, I got suckered in.
Yeah.
And then we got better news.
Laramie Tunsil used to get carted.
Every day.
Carted to the field every day.
Every day.
My man wasn't walking when he didn't have to.
Two words for you. Vet.
Vet. That's right.
Vet. All right. Some other things around the NFL. I did want to mention this. Going back to Christian Wilkins, he is filing a grievance with the NFLPA.
Oh, yeah.
This is not going to go away just because he's picking up damn near $60 million, still guaranteed. He's going to – you talk about making sure you get that 35.
Yeah.
He's going to try and get that extra 35, it seems like. So that's going to be something that we follow up as we continue, you know, going through training camp and such. Some other things, though, the Bucks. Remember the big news or the big guy, Desmond Watson out of Florida, who everybody was interested in. I mean, just big old boy, the biggest that we'd seen drafted in the NFL. Well, apparently that novelty comes with a price, as he is the NFL's heaviest player and he has to get healthier. The Buccaneers are not letting him practice until he loses a substantial amount of weight.
What is substantial?
Yo, how big is he then?
429 is what I saw.
He is 6'6" and he weighed in at 464.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
At the pro day. He lost 30 pounds just before the draft, and even still, he has to get it down. According to head coach Todd Bowles down there in Florida, quote, "I don't have a timetable on what we can get him down to or when that comes, But obviously, he basically the idea is that that's going to need to happen.
Look, I know this is around the NFL, but to hell with football for a second. We need to get this young man right.
Right.
For how many pounds you say again?
464 is what he weighed at Pro Day, and then he still lost to 25 to 30. So yeah, we're still talking about the low 420, 430s.
Yesterday, but nevertheless.
Yeah, he flirting with danger.
Think about this. Not only how much do you have to eat to weigh 430 pounds, how much do you have to eat to weigh the 430 pounds and be active, like play football.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's eating even more than your average 430.
He's like 430 and kind of quasi in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild. Yeah. I didn't even actually think about it that way.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is crazy. He can't – it's not like he can just jog it off.
He just eats.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so I imagine that that nutritional kind of awareness, having to really watch, count those calories, that's going to be something entirely different for him.
I bet his metabolism must be ass.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be, right?
I feel like we're starting to get on the border of fat shaming at this point.
I know. It's not a shame thing. I said we got to get the boy right.
Yeah. That is right.
We got to get I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't come across any different. Like, I'm concerned about the young man.
No, for sure. For
good
sure.
God.
But I did find that interesting. Like, hey, that was one of those things where, oh man, the novelty of it caught some people's attention. But there is another side of being that large in the National Football League. A couple more things around the NFL. Justin Jefferson is a player that we're all very familiar with.
Very.
That is one JJ who is supposed to be receiving the football from another JJ. Remember, the Vikings allowed Sam Darnold to move on because they want to allow their guy, J.J. McCarthy, who they drafted last season. Obviously, he wasn't able to play due to injury.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking up the helm. How do you take in this quote from Justin Jefferson about his quarterback? He said, you have to have that patience. He's pretty much a rookie. You're not really expecting him to have the same mindset as a veteran. You can't really have that expectation from him. That is obviously early on in camp. This is his first camp that he'll have the opportunity to really have. However, I don't know about y'all. That sounds like a dude who's looking at a guy who might not be, who he feels is not actually that good.
Can I translate what Jets is really trying to say? Not again.
Yeah.
Not this bleep again. Right? Like the end of the Kirk Cousins era. And to be clear, I think Justin Jefferson has a lot of respect and admiration for Kirk Cousins, but we just understood how things were going there toward the end.
Yeah.
And of course, the Vikings didn't want to make a long term commitment to a guy that was approaching or was in his mid 30s. So he does the end of the Kirk Cousins era. The Sam Darnold thing ends up working out for the most part last year, but you can't tell me that in the beginning of that he had the utmost confidence. And then you go from that kind of working out to, oh, no, we're going to start over again.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hearing is not again. And we're talking about wasting time of a preeminent premier type of talent in Justin Jefferson.
I think some veteran receivers would say something like that, trying to temper expectations. I don't think Justin Jefferson is one of those guys. I think he said it sincerely. Like, all right, kind of what you're saying. You know, this might be a little dicey here.
No news on Shamar Stewart. No news on Trey Hendrickson that I have seen. You know what I'm going to finish out this segment with. Your top 100 players of the day. I've realized what it is. I think they're releasing two, but they're releasing them at different times of the day. So I got to make sure to check before we get to this place. So I got three to catch you up on on list. Number 63, edge for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Hines-Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Number 62. On the list, or top 100 as voted by the players, worth noting, running back for the Atlanta Falcons, Bijan Robinson at 62. And then at 61, wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Brian Thomas Jr. Mm. Thoughts?
Ooh. I'm back to where I was before.
Okay, very good.
This list means nothing to me except for one day yesterday when I thought it was interesting. Bo Nix came in at 64. This is one of the worst strategies by an organization in the NFL that usually has great strategy in creating buzz for itself. And you've heard me talking about it, like one or two a day. For a while they were one a day. What are we doing? It's nothing worth talking about.
Yeah, it's difficult because I'm like, well, damn, if Josh Hines, these are really good players that you just mentioned here. If Bijan and Josh Hines-Allen are in the 60s, I'd like to see who's in the 50s.
Yeah. Still no Texans yet.
I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Which is a good sign, obviously.
Is it?
I think so.
No, it is for some that we know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's my point. Do 10 or 20, a week or something.
Yeah, what is this slow rollout thing?
Exactly.
Do they not know it's 2025 when we need instant gratification and our attention spans are shorter than they ever have been?
They're trying to zig where everybody zags. They're not leaning into the short attention span. They're trying to bring people back to the time where you waited and you enjoyed waiting for things.
Yeah.
I can understand zigging when everybody's zagging, but damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Golly. Exactly. They are really zigging.
Very hard.
Or zagging, whichever one it is that they're doing.
Whichever one it is, ultimately. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got B-Scott. We're out here under the beautiful blue sky, which means this is a great circumstance for us to get B-Scott's thoughts about training camp.
That's
we'll
right.
do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, it is a Friday, as we've been doing of late, and we will continue doing. And Friday at 11 o'clock, you get an opportunity. I said that like we were going to keep going doing Fridays. Like, I guess Fridays are cool. I guess we can keep doing that. No, Fridays in the 11 o'clock hour, we are joined by our guy, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, this time out at the Houston Methodist Training Center. And next few times, I imagine, out from this location as well. So, B. Scott, what thoughts you got for us, brother?
My thought today is how, as excited as we've been over the last couple of days, I'm going to start calling pre-training camp.
Okay.
And here's why I say that. Because the real training camp, I feel like, really starts, okay, really starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow when they put the pads on. And the reason why I say that is because we got a chance to talk with Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach, first-year offensive line coach for the Texans. After practice, after some of the media availabilities. And we really got to get some insight into how he's viewing this offensive line, both the individuals on the offensive line and the group as a unit. One of my favorite quotes that he had, and this is probably something that we can play at some point throughout the day at the station, but Sean Pendergast was the one to get the video. I was standing right next to him, of Cole Popovich just speaking very clearly and directly to wanting the offensive line to set the tone of physicality for the team, which feels like it's a very basic thing to say. Like, of course the offensive line is going to be the most physical group and the one that sets the physical tone for the team. What do you mean? What's the revelation there? the issue is, and I think we all know this at this point, kind of having gone through last year and being at this point at training camp, was that that was not the case for this team last
exactly.
year. Like, just flat out, they did. I used to say this last year, and it feels more true now than it ever was, but I wanted the offensive line for their attitude to be more like Joe Mixon's. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted the offensive line to have the nastiness and the edginess and just kind of like whenever I'm around Joe Mixon, I always got that feeling like I don't want anything to go left here because he feels like, and he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong, but it feels like he's got an intensity about him where it feels like it could go left.
Yeah.
And if it goes left, you don't want to be there or you want to be on his side,
yeah.
right? And just that's just a vibe thing. That's not actually speaking to his personality per se. But you don't get that – you did not get that vibe from the Texans' offensive line of 2024. I think that that's something that they're aiming for, establishing physicality up front. Some of the things that Cole Popovich said was, you know, we want to set the physical tone. We want the entire football team to be able to see that that's reflected in us. And then another thing he said was we're trying to eliminate – bad football or mistake-free football, whatever the exact term was. Basically, we're trying to eliminate bad football.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that we know about the offensive line last year, aside from it's just struggles from a physicality standpoint, from a matchup standpoint, as in terms of like being able to identify double teams or you know free rushers, and like the Texans have more free rushers than almost anybody. It
Correct.
Felt like, right?
Yeah.
So aside from that. But, like, the penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they got rid of the guy that was, you know, the most heavily penalized. But at every turn, there was some little thing
mm-hmm.
with the offensive line, whether it was an assignment thing, a communication thing, at times a physicality thing, or just the mental errors of the pre-snap penalties. At every turn, there was something that was throwing this offensive line, something that felt small
yeah.
but metastasized or was actually a big thing that seemed small. Like a small fix, but was a big problem for them. And it seems like from talking to Cole Popovich that is a, you know, priority number one, two, and three for this offensive line.
Yeah, I like to always say it's always something with this offensive line. That
yeah.
was that was the feeling I always had. It's always something, right? If it ain't one thing, it's the other is the feeling that I had. I hate to burst your bubble, though. I know that you're excited for tomorrow, and I think that
they're not going to put on pads? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Pads is Monday.
Aww,
Monday is when we get full contact.
Bruh.
But I do think that they're, like, it's not going to be a light day like today. Like, you're going to
they're
going to get work tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not going to be the fullness of that physicality.
I'll tell you what, that's even better, though, for the show, because I was going to point out if it's going to be Saturday, if it's going to be tomorrow when they put on pads, that means you got to wait a whole 2 days to get our breakdown and analysis of it. So I'm actually glad to be wrong in this case that on Monday when they're in pads, you will also get to hear from all of us here on Sports Radio 610 in real time.
We got the indication that tomorrow's going to be lively. Well, not necessarily full pads or anything. But
they're putting on a show. They know that people are showing up to the house for the first time for the party.
Yeah, y'all forgive me for giving out bad information.
No. I was kind of projecting the same thing just because of the light day today. But, I mean, there are some very important things that we need to cover. But I'm sort of kind of literally at the edge of my seat because – Reggie and Figgy said something yesterday. Was it yesterday? About you,
brother. I started the show by saying Thursday, so
yeah.
I don't know. Oh yes, that. But we'll do that. I will do that in what's popping because that is what is popping.
About you. About you personally.
Oh yes, there's some of my takes.
Yeah, there's smoke
from
that's
steak
coming.
Night.
That is coming.
I've had time to sit with these takes too, so I'm prepared.
Or should we just get this out the way now? I feel like I just want to gear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Up for this.
Yeah, I don't mean, B-Scott's thoughts. I got thoughts on these takes. I want to hear what right, Lopez's objections are.
Let's finish your thought, but I'm going to start. We're going to start what's popping with our thoughts because, frankly, I'm not so sure I'll be able to look at you the same ever again.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But
finish your next thought.
So my next thought here is that Jalen Knoll.
Oh, you're excited.
I said it yesterday.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, and I've said this, the things that you can gather, you know, especially in a walkthrough like what they had in the bubble today, mm-hmm. or just, man, who are the guys that are physically different? Mm-hmm. Who are the what seem like the anomalies?
Yeah.
And they're just running through, you know, very basic drills, but the speed on this guy.
Correct.
This is going to add a totally different element, assuming that he's healthy, assuming that he's brought along and is up to speed and is able to do all of just the basic things that they require of him.
Yeah.
The one thing that they cannot show this guy how to do is the thing that he came here with,
yeah.
the thing that he's bringing to the table. They have not had a speed guy like this, and I don't know how – well, I guess since Will Fuller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A guy that could take the top off of a D. And look, that was a blast from the past. I just brought back a name.
You saw it in my eyes?
Man, we haven't thought about Will Fuller since the COVID season, you know. And then he went to Miami and essentially disappeared. But they have got a guy like that now. And so my thought is Jalen Knoll, find ways to get this guy the ball as early and as often as possible.
I looked at him yesterday, and I brought it to our passing thoughts at the top of the show. I'm like, I'm not exactly sure yet because, you know, for obvious reasons, they're ramping up every day. But there's something there.
Yeah.
There is something there.
One more. Let me get back to the offensive line.
Can I give you a little more on Knoll? Somebody said, does Knoll move like Tank? And I don't know. I mean, he's got some wiggle to him. I think that would be high praise right off the jump. And I want to see even more right now.
There's some nuanced differences there, though.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Christian Kirk. He's got a little bit more mass to him,
and see,
you know?
Yeah, he's got more mass to him. I would say stylistically, I would compare Christian Kirk more. I would make the Christian Kirk Tank more so comparison, just because we're talking about suddenness and getting in and out of breaks.
Yeah.
And just, like, that was the thing that made Tank an elite talent. This is just more pure speed,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
So, and Tank wasn't – he's plenty fast, don't get me wrong. But that's the difference here is Tank is more sudden. This guy is more of blazing. Yeah, a burner.
And then when it comes to Knoll, you talk about getting him involved. I think as a wide receiver, maybe, but I'm still not really, like, I don't know exactly how high. Return man is where it feels like he has the best opportunity to.
And that's what I mean when I say get him the ball.
Right.
Whatever
yeah.
getting the ball means, returning, catching, like recovering. I don't give a damn how they get him the ball, how he gets the ball.
Yeah.
Get him the ball and let him run.
And that's an interesting kind of a battle that's going to happen out here because Berrios is polished. Berrios, there's no one hitches. We've seen Jalen Knoll let a ball hit the ground. But it's very clear that the Texans are invested because Frank Ross spent time after practice yesterday just kind of with a hand-eye coordination drill with the football with them. It's very evident that they're like, no, we want to make sure to give you the best opportunity to get on the field, probably returning, but maybe even as a wide receiver.
So an interesting part about that is I asked Frank Ross about this just a few moments ago, if he thought this is the most options that they've ever had in the return game, mm-hmm. or as for a return specialist. And he seemingly agreed with me, but I would point out, just since we're making this point about Jalen Noel, they got more options than it seems like they've ever had since he's been here. Mm-hmm. And that guy seems to be like a clear, like Berrios, like you mentioned, polished experience. But just from a physical standpoint, physical gift standpoint, Jalen Noel seems like he could be the best option of a lot of really good options for the Texans.
I think just in general, special teams has more options than they've ever had. Look at what they did in the offseason.
Yeah.
Look at what they drafted. They were picking up players specifically for what they can do in special teams.
Yeah, and last point before we get out of here, because this stood out to me. Don't pencil in – this is an offensive line mm-hmm. point. Don't pencil in Jake Andrews as a starting center based off of what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
Like, I know at OTAs and minicamps, he was the one that was running with the ones for a majority period of the time. But Cole Popovich was asked specifically about his history and relationship with Jake Andrews, mm-hmm. and he downplayed it a little bit, honestly. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I was only with Jake for a year, mm-hmm. and, you know, now I've been here as an assistant, of course. Not the main offensive line coach, but as assistant offensive line coach. Now I've been here with Patterson and Juice for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, he put that out there, I think, to put those names out there as just to say or to emphasize that this is a real and true competition between those guys.
Yeah.
I think that that's a very good point that continues to open my eyes. Of course, offensive line is going to be one of the main places that people train their eyes all training camp long here at Texas Training Camp 2025. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott's still with us for one more segment, and he has to be because we're about to get into what's popping, and I'm about to light his keister up, buddy.
Go.
I'm about to light him up.
Let's
you
want
to hear this? We'll do it next. All right, I'm going to be deeply unprofessional right now. Big Voice Man just said it. The biggest stories in sports and entertainment, we are not starting there. You know, you're supposed to do the thing where you hit the big stories and then you circle back around with other things, you know, pulling back the curtain. No, 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 no. I need to do something entirely different. We're sitting down, myself, Reginald Atula, that's John Lopez, the OG, obviously Figgy Fig back in studio, and Brandon K. Scott of Hiram Clark fame here with us. And we had a little fun, myself, Fig, our guy Luke Morrow, Team Mill, and B. Scott, in addition to our guy Chewy Ortiz of Mix 96.5. We're out at Steak Night on Wednesday, and we got to talk. We were having a lot of fun chatting, and I learned two things about our guy, Brandon K. Scott, that drove me up a bleeping wall. And he has takes on two films that I think are just absolutely absurd. So, Lopez,
the films are absurd?
No, no, no. The takes are absurd.
Yeah.
Lopez, you've learned about one of these films.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to tell the audience what film that B. Scott does not view as highly as everybody else?
Before he does, I want to say there's two films, and there's one of these takes that I'm going to defend to my death, and there's one where I can definitely understand why y'all are getting after me, but I have an explanation.
We'll start
for why that take is what it
we'll
is.
We'll start with the latter first. It is a well-beloved mm-hmm. mob movie.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us what the movie is?
The movie is Goodfellas, and mm-hmm. I got to know the take itself. I got to know the conversation that was had at Steak Night with the fellas.
The take?
So we were doing overrated pieces of art. We were doing music, and then we got to movies at some point.
Yeah.
And my take, and I think this is probably not my best take, but it is my take, and I've got a reason for it. I felt like after watching Goodfellas, and I want to put the caveat out there that I watched it late in life, but I did not understand why it was such a cult classic. Now, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a great movie. But why is it, like, up there with Godfather? I didn't quite fully understand. And then I heard from Luke Morrow that he actually likes it better than The Godfather, which was the heart of my take. Like, I don't get that. It's a fine movie. It's a really, really good movie. But I didn't get why it was so far up the pantheon based off of what I watched. Now, here's my defense of it before you tear me apart. Because I understand this, and I'm the only person that has this take from what I can tell. Everybody that's seen Goodfellas loves Goodfellas. And to be clear, I also enjoyed the movie. But here's my take on it, because I've had a couple of days to sit with this.
Yeah.
If you want your children to love and appreciate and enjoy mob movies, be careful of them watching mob content. Let's call it not just movies, but shows, movies, all of that. Be careful of them watching things out of order or out of place.
Yeah.
Because I think really my issue is that I saw Goodfellas after I'd already seen The Departed, after I'd already seen The Sopranos, which to me is the preeminent of the mob content for my taste. And I also like The Departed better. Yeah. So I think that if I had seen Goodfellas back when people my age first saw it, or if I was old enough to have seen it back when it came out, right? Like if I had consumed it from the beginning, I would have a greater appreciation for it. But if you watch it in reverse, do it backwards, it can kind of hurt your appreciation or your context of it all. So that was the reason why, for me, Goodfellas did not necessarily hit the same as it did for everybody else.
I actually don't understand the timeline element of your take. I get it, but in terms of, like, that's your take?
I think you appreciate the latter stuff more if you've already seen the stuff before.
But what I'm saying is you can watch it when you're 18, which, by the way, you say your kids. Don't let your kids watch it. Period.
I was talking more high school, but yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a fair point by you.
I don't care if you watch it when you're 18, you're 38, or you're 68. Mm. I think it's a standalone classic film. And my best defense for that, and I think a lot of people, you know, disagree with you, so it's not like, you know, I'm profound here or anything, but it's a true story.
It is
a true story that, if you've ever read about these guys, is about as close to the reality as there's been. Even Godfather was kind of based on some realities and stuff. No, this is a true it happened story, and to me, that's what makes it great. That it's jaw-dropping that all these things that we saw in Goodfellas really happened. You know, from the Lufthansa thing to the characters, you know, to obviously the roles and the things that they did, and some of the heinous things that they did. That to me is what makes it great. It's like, oh my God, this really happened like this.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that, and I wouldn't. Obviously, I'm not going to disagree with it being a true story. It is factually a true story. I appreciate it. At the end of it, Lopez, I just, by the time I got to the end, I honestly was like, so that's it? That's the one? That's the one that's got everybody in a chokehold?
So that's it.
And I felt like it was too short.
And I'm just saying, by the end of it, I did not feel the feelings like, oh, I got to watch this movie again, or I just didn't feel it was a great movie. I just did not feel cult classic in my bones.
You know,
the way
Mona Lisa, she's just sitting there smiling.
Yeah.
It's kind of a half.
She's not even finished.
She's not even really smiling.
She's not even finished.
It's more of a grin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. You are finding actually at least one supporter. Totally agree with you, B. Scott. Goodfellas and The Godfather are overrated.
Oh, come on now.
All right. I see.
Come
you.
On.
All
now,
right,
so I will say this too. I am, and I think this is part of it, I am a mob content casual. That might be part of the reason why I watched Goodfellas after. Like, who does that? Like, most people have probably seen Goodfellas by the time they reach these other pieces of content.
And by the way, I know you got more.
I need to get to this. This isn't the damning one. The damning one is coming.
Okay. Now the damning one, I'm going to defend. Right,
but just real quick, the thing that just blew me away is what you said is like, that's it. Because even if it wasn't a true story, even if it was just total fiction and they just made it up, the way they made this movie, the score, you know, the Eric Clapton music, you know, that was kind of interspersed in there, the actual cinematography, and I'm not going to get into all the weeds. It was a great movie, just standalone.
Yeah, it was fine. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because the next movie, let's get to it, because the next movie, I am not going to give as much credit to. I enjoyed Goodfellas. I just thought it was overrated. This next movie, I don't get you guys. I don't get it.
I know the listenership of Sports Talk Radio. 713-572-4610. Y'all have to boo this man and shame him to damnation, because this is a man for whom he finds no pleasure or enjoyment. In fact, he wants a refund on the time that he spent on watching this movie, that movie being Keanu Reeves's John Wick. Yes. Yes. Light his ass up, man. Go ahead. Explain yourself.
I mean, I don't get it.
Explain yourself.
I don't get it. Like, this badass. Like, I think what really got me was the scene, and I only watched the first one, and I said, oh, they made more of these? for what reason? Like, So the scene where he kicks everybody's ass in the house and the cop shows up and all of that.
That's right.
Like, I think that was the one that did it for me. That is the one that did it for me. Everything about it. I understand it's an action movie, and action movies are not realistic, and that's the whole shtick of it all. But I just did not find myself impressed.
It is one of the most realistic of action movies because literally he did all that weapons training, plus the whole idea of John Wick. It is modern mythology.
That's it.
It is a modernization of Greek mythology. It is deep in a way that is that is really actually not had very often in films recently, and it gives you all the fun of action. What more could you want?
Man, I'm just saying, if you're going to be a superhero, so I like superhero films, right? So if the dude going to be a superhero, just make him a damn superhero.
This is why he is.
I'm like, well, I get it, but he ain't. That's the thing. I'm like, where this dude
he's
doing all
John Wick.
This dude doing all of this, and I got another point on this too, but this dude doing all of this, he ain't got no serum. He ain't been bit by nothing. Ain't nothing crazy happened in his life. He's just a trained badass. Get the hell up out of here with that. And here's my thing, too. Y'all can help me understand because I got ticked off throughout the movie at some point and I just didn't care enough to give this enough attention. But how is it that he's this big of a badass and he got his ass whooped in the beginning of the movie in the first place?
Because he was out the game.
How he didn't wake up? You don't forget how to ride a bike?
He was out the game and they ambushed him. What you mean?
Man, get out of here. They ambushed him. He was being ambushed in what felt like the whole movie.
And that's when he went into that mode.
Man, get out of here.
He went into that mode.
Get out of here. I could never understand that. By the time we got to, I was like, okay, John Wick can clearly beat up dozens of dudes at a time. But he got beat up in his own house, and they took his dog and killed his dog. And I was like, come on, man.
He decided to go to hell at that point.
The messing with his dog is what did it.
But to me, if John Wick is John Wick, don't none of that ever happen, and the movie don't happen. That's all I'm saying.
He had gotten out of life, and this is where the dog matters, because somebody's like, he did all that for the dog. I agree with B. Scott. No, right. You have to understand.
A problem with him doing what he had to do for the dog. I just don't get how he wound up in that place, and he's this much of a badass.
The dog is not simply a dog. The dog is the last living, tether his wife that he was willing to give up this life of crime for.
I respect
that. He completely changed who he was, stepped out of this space.
I respect it.
Went to his wife. His wife passes, and the last thing that he has that tethers him to that memory is a dog that some jerk just took away from him for no good reason.
I respect the story behind that, okay? I didn't have a problem with that. I just don't get how John Wick is the baddest mofo apparently that we have ever seen in the history of history, and he let somebody come in there and whoop his ass and take his dog.
This is a terrible
I don't get how that happens to John Wick.
The other thing that's just interesting to me is when you go into a John Wick movie, you're not looking for true reality.
Sure.
Your approach matters. Like, how do you feel?
Yeah. I didn't want my intelligence insulted, and I felt it was.
I mean, you're coming in with, okay, this is John Wick. There's going to be some fantasy, sort of mythological stuff going on. How do you feel about the Bourne movies? Because that's in the same vein. The Bourne Identity, the Bourne whatever.
Yeah, but I also don't feel like they're talked about the same way, and I could be wrong about
them.
This. Check me.
I love the Bourne movies.
Are the Bourne movies talked about the same way that John Wick is?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I love the Bourne. And they're kind of in the same John Wick. Yeah.
He said they're fine.
Yeah.
I never thought I would have reason to say this. I say this, and I mean it as high praise for you. I never thought I'd have opportunity to say this, but the day has come. B. Scott don't know ball. That's crazy to me.
That's fine. Ball, overrated. If that's ball, to hell with it. Bring me. And I said this, like, just bring me an actual superhero. I was like,
they did.
Daredevil at least had something happen to him.
He wants guys.
Spider-Man at least got bit.
Costumes. If he was wearing a costume, would it be better?
No, if there was an actual reason for why he was such a badass, but for whatever reason let somebody come in there and kill his dog and beat his ass before he actually went out there and did something about it, maybe I would like it better then. But no, man, he ain't got to wear no costume. I just need to understand, like, how could this be? The whole movie I'm watching, how could this be? How are we here? How did we get this far? If this man is this surgical with it, this cold with it, how did this happen in the first place? So I guess it was maybe even just the premise of the movie. You know?
At Brandon K. Scott on Twitter, if you would like to inform him.
Hit me up. I'm good.
As to why this is. But I do appreciate you jumping in. A few things I want to mention in what's popping. Salute to the Texas Fury Texans, the girls' high school flag football champions of 2025. They were out at practice today, so salute to them. And, of course, salute to the many Astros pitchers that are pitching this weekend. You will have Hunter Brown on Saturday and then Colton Gordon, I believe, on Sunday before Fromber takes the mound on Monday. That's what's happening at the big league club. But it might be more interesting, the double-A side, right, Lopez?
Yeah, you got Eric Geddy on Friday, Luis Garcia on Saturday, all for Corpus Christi, by the way. And then that would be, who's the third one?
JP France.
Oh, JP France.
JP France. There we go.
Yeah, JP France.
And on top of that, you mentioned Javier, who did pitch last night.
Yeah, he's further along.
I think
yeah.
it was two and two-thirds innings, if memory served. Yeah. And I think it was three hits and one earned run, if memory serves correctly.
So keep count. How many guys is that we named? Four?
That's four.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, so here's my –
at least one of them is going to make it back.
My pie in the sky, since we're back on ball, my pie in the sky hope is that – they got so many damn starters that they don't know what to do with. And it's going to have – and, Reggie, you were in the DFW area when this happened – that it's going to have that vibe of the Rangers from their World Series run where their bullpen was crap for much of the year. But by the end of the season, once they got further enough along, it did not matter because they were able to use their surplus of starters to kind of help supplement what they were lacking in the bullpen. And by the end of it, you didn't know that they didn't have no good bullpen because they had starters coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, and that's –
and they did have good starters.
I think that's absolutely the hope for the Astros management. And I think according to kind of the rumors that we're getting, especially with Isak Paredes seemingly having like a very serious injury that's going to keep him out for time, they seem to be very much focused on acquiring a bat at the deadline that's upcoming. And some rumors have them attached to Eugenio Suarez of the Diamondbacks.
Also known as apparently Henry Aaron of the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, what got into Eugenio Suarez?
Yeah.
He's
been really sending the ball very far. And then also a little bit of scuttlebutt that I don't even know how to mention or how to really handle. But the idea that possibly a Carlos Correa reunion could happen as well. Both of those are kind of things that are floating out there.
I am just glad because I came in here either last week or the week before and we had this conversation how I would be disappointed if an arm was the focus and that's what they came away with at the trade deadline because I felt like there should be so many reinforcements.
You could be right.
And I'm hoping – that was me hope trafficking at the time. I'm still hope trafficking that is the case because I feel like there was a much greater urgency since there is no – hey, this guy is waiting in the obviously Yordan, but I mean, can you rely on that? Like, it felt a lot more desperate to me that they got that bat as opposed to getting those arms.
Yeah, so we'll see what that ultimately looks like. This weekend could be big, and obviously, you know, whenever we're on air, especially come next week, we're headed towards the trade deadline, we will give you as much as we hear and see on that space. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. B. Scott, I still love you, even though you have terrible, terrible takes in these two spaces.
My music takes are better than my movie
takes.
That
is true.
I will admit that on the front end.
Big
or on the back
fan.
End.
Big hands.
That's a great joke. That's a great joke.
That's hilarious. B. Scott, appreciate you. We will catch and keep up with you as always as you're covering these Texans as well. All right, coming up next. The big man, D'Amico Ryans, didn't talk today, but a man that I actually probably want to hear more, and that sounds wild to say. Nick Caley spoke to the Assemble Media. We'll get you what the offensive coordinator had to say for himself when it comes to training camp next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.